the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. You might say to yourself, oh, there goes drunk Tom Brady again, a.k.a. Brad Evans. Wobbly off the boat after tossing around Lombardi trophies and nearly dropping those into the harbor there in Tampa, Florida. But, speaking as objectively as I can here, Lundy, I think Illinois to win the national title at 20-1 odds right now at DraftKings Sportsbook is extraordinary value. And there was a report yesterday that some of the other books that are out there have the highest liability of any college basketball bet is on the Illini to indeed cut down the nets in Indianapolis in March. But it's crazy to me, a team that is ranked very highly, we're talking top five, universally across predictive analytics, is on the same plane as Iowa, Wisconsin, Florida State, Texas Tech, and Alabama. Now, Alabama, I think, is fair, and I think they're a pretty good value still at 20-1. But Iowa, really? The way that they've been playing? Wisconsin, for reals? Florida State? Tech? Maybe there's an argument there. I got it at 41 back in October. I've been sitting on that ticket. And I'll be honest with you, dude. I'm thinking about firing off on another one and doubling down on my beloved orange and blue to win the whole shebang. Though right now, it is definitely skewed toward Baylor or Gonzaga winning that entire enchilada again come early April. So what's your thoughts on this? Or are you, play the role of drunken Tom Brady as well?
Well, no, you're drunken Tom Brady. I'm your buddy walking behind you that's keeping you from falling down. That's who I am. I am that guy in the nice Tampa Bay Buccaneers white polo that was, starched the collars all nice. And your job, hey, John, you know what we need you to do today? Yeah, man, what do you need? What do you need? We need you to keep an eye on Tom. Can you just keep an eye on Tom?
Just keep him upright. That's all we're saying. Just keep him upright.
I'm that guy. I'm definitely not the drunk Tom Brady, Brad Evans version, because look, you might think, hey, great value at 20-1. Brad, I can get Nebraska at 500-1. come on, man, give me a break.
Go Huskers! Actually, I don't know, be competitive in a game, which they haven't been because of COVID pauses and just general ineptitude. Hey, but crazy things happen. That's why they call it March Madness. And look, if you want to fire off on a ticket in the futures market there for college basketball or anything else, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And if you ever wanted to give yourself better odds on winning a bet, well, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to do just that. All players who place a bet on Sunday night's basketball game between LA and Denver will have a hand in lowering the over-under on the game. That's right. For every 1,000 players who bet the over on Sunday night's game, the over-under will drop by 1 point. That's right. Every bettor who hammers the over in Sunday's Denver versus Los Angeles contest helps to lower the game's over-under. The best part is that even as the line lowers, the odds remain at even money. That's right. You can double your money by hammering the over. They also got the UFC 258 odds up there right now. They got it all at DraftKings Sportsbook. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DK Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to hammer the over on Sunday night's basketball game when LA takes on the Nugs. For every 1,000 people that bet the over in Sunday's game, that line will decrease by 1 point. Yes, this is your chance to improve the odds of the overhitting. So tell your friends and family, it's a team effort after all. Hammer the over and improve your odds of doubling your money. That's promo code FTN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, Michigan, or Virginia residents only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT, or in Virginia, call 888-532-3500. With that, on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, bartender, pour me another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's get back in the saddle here with some college basketball picks, and let's go back to a team that we love. You know, we say never fade the Drake. Yeah, it's one of the phrases that pays, and it did last night, Lundy. The Bulldogs packed quite the bite against Northern Iowa, as we predicted. Well, here's another phrase that pays. Bank on Belmont. And I'm going to lay the 11.5 against the Eastern Kentucky Colonels in a pivotal battle in the Ohio Valley Conference. Both of these teams, the upper echelon of that league. But the Bruins right now riding a 17-game winning streak. They are 15-6 ATS on the season, Lundy, on just the standard line. So they're an auto bet here. EKU, middle of the road in terms of all the defensive categories in league play. And they're really reliant on turnovers, but you know, Belmont really doesn't cough it up very often, giving up just 15.8% of its possessions. Really, for the Colonels to stay on pace here, to be competitive, they got to really be magical with the money balls. They are shooting 39.3% along the arc, but the Bruins are the best offense in the league. You got Muzinski inside, Smith and Shepherd outside. As a collective, Belmont blistering the Nets at a 1.197 points per possession clip in the OVC. So, fade or follow, are you banking on Belmont minus 11.5?
Absolutely. Pulling up to that drive-through window and asking the teller for some $100 bills. Yes, I'm banking on Belmont. If they can pick up this victory, by the way, it'll be their 11th straight in the head-to-heads against Eastern Kentucky. And by the way, in the last 10 wins against EKU, Belmont's winning by an average of 16.
Ooh,
yes,
yeah.
I will lay the points and happily take that. And I'll be looking for Luke Smith for the Bruins to be draining it from outside. Almost 42% on the year for Beyond the Arc is Smith. This could be a nice blistering scoring affair for the Bruins.
Bank on Belmont.
Number four.
All right, let's go out to the Mountain West, a team that I love to wager on, and I've been losing my ass doing so here of late. That is the Boise State Broncos taking on the UNLV Running Rebels. I am going to side once again with Boise. They are due. They have played lousy basketball here really the last four games. And I think they're going to come out and blitz this UNLV squad. You look at Boise State again over those last four contests using the Torvik ranks that are out there. Number 298 in the nation. An effective field goal percentage defense and not that much better offensively. Number 145 an effective field goal percentage in that category. Again, they've lost three of their last four, but still in Mountain West play, they're number one in adjusted offensive efficiency. They're shooting 35.5% from downtown, 55.6% inside the arc. Alston, Shaver, Rice, this is a talented trio, can really stroke it and win on. They can make it rain. 37% plus each of those guys shoots from the perimeter. UNLV, meanwhile, dead last in the Mountain West Conference, allowing 42.2% from along the arc. UNLV also bankrupt pretty much everywhere. They're just a middling team in terms of offensive ranks, defensive ranks. Hell, Air Force pushed them to the brink the last time out, and we know how crappy Air Force is this year. So give me Boise. I'm going to lay the 10 here, and what could be a get-right game inside Taco Bell Arena. Are you going to take a bite out of the Broncos here? Fade or follow.
I will do it, but man, I'm telling you this, I think you're playing with fire here, my man, because I know you keep trying. We keep trying to go back to that Boise State Broncos well. And, you know, I don't know, maybe what they need to do is paint the court blue.
Yeah.
And go like they do with the Smurf turf. Maybe that's what they need inside their home arena. Something to be able to break this, because I'm with you, man. They sit with such a solid record, including 10-3 in the conference. But we keep trying to ride them as a late night, maybe chasing it, trying to get back to right with our picks over the course of the day, and they keep letting us down. So this double figures has me a little bit nervous, but you're right. UNLV not playing well. Therefore, I'm going to roll the dice with you. But if it doesn't work, I'm sneaking into the arena overnight with some cans of spray paint, and I'm changing that court to look like the football field.
Give me a big beef Maxi Melt and a Boise cover.
Number three.
All right, let's go on to the MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day in the NBA, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now. Have yourself an MKF in good time. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just you against the house on all of your favorite player props. You string together in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you hit on the more or less, in other words, the over or the under on stats you already know, the more cash you stuff into your pockets. Use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN to get a free $5 game on the house as a new signee. Go there now and have an MKF in good time at monkeyknifefight.com. And who is going to have an MKF in good time tonight on the hardwood against the Houston Rockets is Jimmy Butler. And, you know, usually we like to focus on the PRA. Maybe we'll dabble in some points. Very rarely assists, and very rarely this category as well, but I'm feeling really confident about this. 7.5 rebounds for Butler, and I'm taking the over on this one. By the way, at DraftKings Sportsbook, it's plus odds, plus 100 on the over on this exact same line. He has been over this total in 5 straight games and 7 of his last 8. His minutes have ramped up over his last 5 contests. He's averaging 34.2 per game, and you look at the matchup. The Rockets have really struggled sealing off the defensive glass. Number 27 in defensive rebounding percentage, D in the NBA. Number 20 in offensive rebounding percentage, D as well, according to the FTN Daily Advanced DVP tool. This is the 12th best matchup for a rebounder in the NBA. And also knowing the inadequacies of Houston offensively, number 25 in offensive efficiency. More bricks means more caroms, which means more opportunities for Butler to push the over and grab a snowman in the rebounds category. Lundy, fade or follow? Jimmy Buckets over 7.5 boards.
Well, it depends. Is he going for another Oscar on the foul call that he did the other night? Just wondering in that, you know, that game against the Knicks. I'll tell you what, this is what's really funny. I wish everybody could reach through the podcast right now and see the notes in front of me for today's pod, because I wrote down fade until I was doing some digging there and realized that over at DK, I can get it at plus odds.
Yeah. So seduced by the juice.
I think he's going to be really close to this number. I think that if he does achieve it, it is going to be a snowman. I'm with you. I think it's going to be right on the 8, and it might be a rebound that he gets in the fourth quarter that puts him over the top. But because of the juice and the seduction that always comes along with it, I will follow you on this one. But, man, I think this is going to be close. You talked about how many times he's done it over the course of the last 8 games. It's also pretty common. 3 out of the last 4 games, he's been right at 8. So this is a popular number. It's a really well-set line by our friends at MKF. So maybe you get seduced by the juice. Jimmy, clean the glass.
That's right, baby. Boards for Butler.
Number 2.
All right, let's go out west and talk some more college basketball action. And I don't know if you noticed this, Lundy, but DraftKings is running a little promo if you opt in tonight. And it's only for tonight's college basketball games. You get a 25% profit boost on any game you want. And I fired off a ticket with that profit boost on this matchup, Colorado-Stanford. And I'm taking the Cardinal in a pick'em at home. Huge news. Huge news that broke late last night. As Stanford's head coach came out and said, we're going to be at full strength for the first time in months. As not only is Bryce Wills back, he returned the last game out, you know, knocking off the dust. He's going to play more minutes, but their talented freshman Zaire Williams is out of COVID protocol. He is going to be available tonight, and Dejon Davis is also going to be available, and he's an absolute enforcer defensively. And look, this team on D has been elite inside the Pac-12, even shorthanded this season. They're number 2 in effective field goal percentage allowed at 48.6%. Now with this added depth to go along with the versatility, you got Oscar Da Silva, who has been a double-doubles machine. Jaden Dallaire really benefited from the added playing time. He was a guy that's averaging north of 18 points per game with all these other guys sidelined. And now you're going to, you know, pool them all together. It's going to take some time to mesh. But I think they're going to come out and beat CU, though CU number 1 in Pac-12 play and overall adjusted offensive efficiency, netting 1.115 points per possession. Minimize the turnovers, try to keep CU off the line, win the battle of the boards, tap into that depth, and I think Stanford gets another resume-building win, somewhat at home because they're playing in Santa Cruz against the visiting Buffs. So fade or follow Stanford on a pick 'em against CU.
I shall fade you, my friend. Despite the added depth, despite the extra boost that they've got within the bench, I really like what Tad Boyle's team is doing right now. And I think this is going to be another roll Tad evening. And by the way, a bit of an early game considering the fact that it's a West Coast contest. 7 o'clock Eastern time for this one on the Deuce. Look, I think it's big that Stanford has got those guys back, but I don't think that the Buffs are a slouch. Obviously, McKinley Wright, great player for the Buffs. And I think the way that they continue to move the ball around, the Buffs move the ball around, not quite to this level, but a la vintage Spurs. I mean, these guys just pass. They're really good at moving the ball around and trying to find an open shot. That's what Tad Boyle has preached to them. And I think the Buffs in a pick 'em, I'm going to go against you on this one, man. I got a fade on the Cardinal.
Don't sleep on Stanford.
Number one.
All right, last but certainly not least, let's go to maybe the standout matchup of the night. And it's a battle in the Big Ten. You know, two teams right now firmly in, according to my bracket, Brad, big board. And this is a game that's got revenge game written all over it. I'm taking Minnesota. -3 against the visiting Purdue Boilermakers. And this line has shifted all about. It opened at 2, got as high as 4, 4.5 at some books. Now it's fallen back with some money on the Boilers down to the 3. But I still believe Goldie is going to cover. Remember, they lost inside Mackey Arena in West Lafayette January 30th. And they got bludgeoned in that game, 81-62. Now you look at Minnesota. This is an odd team. Even in this COVID-impacted season when there's barely any fans anywhere. But they're leading a double life right now. At home, a team that is sending 1.121 points per possession, only giving up 0.905 points per possession. Away, terrible. They are scoring just 1.074 points per possession and giving up north of 1 point per possession. They got to seal off that glass because Purdue had 17 second chance opportunities in the first matchup. So, Leon Robbins, Brandon Johnson, absolutely critical here in trying to neutralize Zach Edey and also Travion Williams there in the paint. But if Carr and Johnson can, you know, really make it rain from outside, they were 0-for-7 from 3 in that first matchup. I think they're going to, you know, win this game going away. Purdue has been turnover prone as well, which could lead to some sprint out high percentage shot chances for the Golden Gophers. So fade or follow Minnesota, -3 against Purdue.
I will follow on this one. You know, you were just talking about the turnovers, Brad. How about this stat? Minnesota only turning the ball over on 15.3% of their possessions. That is near the bottom in the country, whereas Purdue's defense is horrible at trying to force turnovers. They're forcing a turnover on just 17.2% of possessions. That puts them at 287th in the nation. So you've got the strength of the Gophers of taking care of the ball and the fact that Purdue is not good at forcing turnovers. If Carr, Robbins, Johnson, if those guys for the Gophers can be sinking their shots, Purdue's in trouble because Minnesota, I think, will not only cover but could win this going away. You got to be making those shots. If they have a cold night or if they have one of those 4, 5, 6 minute long streaks where they're not making their shots and they keep Purdue in this game, it could get interesting late. But I like the setup for Minnesota to take this one and cover.
Yeah, milk them there inside the barn. And on that note, that is a wrap on this edition of the Faith That Always podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Wavos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. And until tomorrow, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.